Good afternoon, y'all. Welcome back to another day with God is my judge. It is 12:30 over here on the East Coast, November 18th. Finally, almost Friday. It's been a long week, in my opinion. But, you know, sometimes it's all worth it in the end. If you just stick on the path, stick on the journey, and stay focused until the weekend. No. But today I wanted to give thanks. You know, as we know, next week is Thanksgiving. And it's funny because before, I thought of, like, giving grace or giving thanks for, you know, at Thanksgiving was not tedious, but it was just, like, it was so, I guess, basic, I guess, in a way, where, you know, almost people are not having an original idea, and they're thankful as, oh, thank you for this food, and thank you for this family, and, like, of course, no disrespect. Of course, you are thankful for your food and your family, but, you know, put some heart into it, you know? Like, put some energy into it, you know? Like, I'm not saying that, you know, you don't mean what you say, but, you know, at least have some, you know, passion, you know? And, you know, every year I think about it, and like, damn, what am I going to say? Like, what words will, you know, like, make me feel more warm, more connected with everybody at the table, you know? And as I thought about it over time, and, you know, it's been 26 years now at this point, so I felt like I haven't really gotten it correct, you know, actually, you know, the way I want to say it. And at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter how you say it, almost, you know, when it comes to grace, as long as you are saying something, you know, something that you mean, something that you actually care about. So and for the longest time, you know, I've only said grace during Thanksgiving, or during, you know, a holiday such as Thanksgiving, or, you know, church, you know, stuff, you know, those kind of places and that kind of scenery. But it wasn't until about like 3 months ago, I believe, maybe 4 months ago. To be honest, I felt like it's been a long year, so I felt like I've been, like, doing it all year. But I've been saying grace after every time I eat. And it's funny because when I first started, like, thinking about saying grace, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make it. I dedicated myself. I made it a mission to say grace before I eat. I don't know what came above me or what, you know, changed my mind, but something just told me, you know, we need to start, you know, giving more thanks and, you know, being more grateful for just even the food that we are eating, the food that we have in front of us. So I was just really on the wave of appreciation. And let's just say it took a while, you know. I definitely am still forgetting a little bit, but at least now it's not like I eat and then I'm already done with my food and I'm like, oh damn, I forgot to say grace. No, at least I've gotten so much better where I will at least take a bite, or like a mid bite, like almost in the air. You know when you, like, you catch yourself doing something, you're like, ah, shit, you know, like, you didn't mean to. And I love it when I catch myself, because I'm like, damn, like, I almost bow my head and feel bad that I didn't even give thanks before I ate, you know? It's like, damn, like, it's really gotten into my routine. And to be honest, I love it, because the more I give thanks, the more I'm appreciative of him and what is just in front of me. It's like, it just tastes that so, it tastes so much better. It tastes amazing, as if, like, you know, it was made for me. And I'm, you know, I don't like to be a selfish person, and I'm not saying, like, you know, if obviously, yes, the food was, you know, made for me, but it was so good. It's so rich, you know, just the fact that, I have God's love and prayer over my food is what makes it that so, that taste as if, you know, I'm eating with him. It's crazy, but I had to learn, you know. I almost pray almost every time I take a bite of something. Like, it's crazy. And, you know, I never thought I would get to this point or be a person that would, you know, pray before we eat. But, you know, in church we pray before, you know, we give, before we break bread and before we eat the bread and drink the wine. So why wouldn't I do the same with just regular food? You know what I'm saying? If that's for the body of the Christ, and the blood of the wine is considered the blood of Christ, then why, just because the food that is made isn't, you know, from Christ, it technically is made by the people who love food and who love to cook, so they are a bit touched by the Lord, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, why wouldn't you appreciate it? You feel me? It doesn't hurt. It costs $0. Like I said, it costs $0 to appreciate, to give thanks, to say, you know, I'm sorry. Just simple things of, you know, of normal mannerism. Like, I don't even know what to even categorize it at this point, but I do have to apologize for the background noise. We are having some work done in our house, and I don't know if you've heard the background noise before, but of course, you know, people like to make me lose my train of thought, or, you know, they're trying to do their job, I'm trying to do my job. Just different jobs. But, I'm still waiting to buy equipment for doing this whole podcast thing, so I can block out all that noise, you know, tunnel vision. Anyways, back to saying grace. It's, you know, I feel like now it's my job to even say grace, and now to, you know, just give thanks. It's not that hard, you know, the giving things. But going back to more meaningful words, saying grace. The more practice I have now saying, you know, grace every single day, almost every single meal. You know, I almost thought, like I said before, it was almost, you know, tedious that, you know, man, I have to start saying grace every meal, you know. In the beginning, I'm like, this is going to be hard. Like, there's no way I'm going to remember this, you know. But the Lord never forgets you, you know. The Lord has no problem, you know, helping you out. And so it's almost, you know, it's a small token of, you know, your appreciation of just giving back, you know. It doesn't, as much as he gives to you, why wouldn't you want to give back to him? And it comes deep down from your heart, in my opinion. And for me, there's just words that I know isn't me. I can just close my eyes and just start talking. You know, I can almost stare into space and start talking. And, you know, yes, it's Daniel, you know, talking, but like who I feel connected with is through the Lord. And this is the Lord's word. This is the Lord's prayers. These are the Lord's, you know, comments, compliments. I mean, when I'd say I feel his energy, I feel his energy. And sometimes it's, you know, it just takes a minute out of your day, you know, just, it doesn't hurt just to take, you know, 30 seconds to say thank you. I appreciate you for the mind, body, the soul, for, you know, being here with me, breaking the bread with me, eating with me, you know, being present with me. And Jesus, we say this in your name, and, you know, amen. But for some other people, you know, they'll forget really quickly. It's almost like you almost have to set a reminder before, you know, you eat. It's like, okay, if it's time for dinner, then it's time to pray, you know. If it's time for lunch, then it's time to pray, you know. If it's time for breakfast, it's time to pray. It's almost simple, you know. It should almost go hand in hand. Like I said, in the beginning, it wasn't easy for me, but as time went on, I got so much better. I mean, some days I'm proud of myself, and then the very next day is like, oh damn, I'm catching myself. It's like, we all make mistakes, you know, but what we focus on is the energy that we give to the Lord should be the same energy, you know, keep the same energy that the Lord would keep for you. You know, it's the simple things of, you know, if... You know, if you don't like something, then why would you do it to someone else? You feel me? Or it's that saying of, I believe it was, do things that others would like to do for you, or you would like to do for them. There's so many damn sayings out there, I can barely keep track, you know. But, as many know, you know, giving grace is just important, you know, as any part of any meal. So why not make it an everyday thing? You know, it doesn't hurt. And with that said, I just would like to read a quote today from my motivational app, since I have not. And today is not from anybody famous or anything, just a regular quote. And it says, keep going. There is something watching and waiting for you to fail. Don't give them that satisfaction. And it's so funny, because it's true. You know, people expect you to fail. People are looking for you to fail. And I'm not saying, you know, hypothetically speaking right now, and using this as an example, I'm not saying that the people that knew that I said grace every time I eat know that I'm doing it, or know that I am going to fail at it. But it's almost behind closed doors, there are people watching, there are people waiting, there are people watching your every single move and wanting you to fail. They expect you to fail. And that goes back to what I've said before of, you know, not giving up. You know, just because you fail doesn't mean you just immediately stop and don't keep moving. You have to keep moving. Like, technically, by you losing, the other people are winning. The other people who are watching and waiting for you to fail, they're considered winning because they are the person who's considered, quote-unquote, having the last laugh. Let's just put it that way. And, of course, this is, you know, metaphorically in a hypothetical term or situation at this very moment, but it's why give them that satisfaction, you know. It's that is their entertainment to see others in, you know, misery and in deep shit, you know, and in depression, you know. There's people who feed off of that type of, you know, energy, and you know, you have to, you know, be stronger than that. Sometimes you have to, you know, open your eyes and be like, hey, enough is enough, you know. It's time to buckle down, tunnel vision, stay focused, block out that white noise, and, you know, give thanks, you know, move forward, you know, put your heart into it, you know. Words are powerful, you know. Words can go a long way, but so does action, you know, and you have to follow that action if you're going to follow those words. And it's funny because I have to read another quote to have another example to give you guys. And this isn't by anyone specific either, but there's always some truth behind just kidding. Knowledge behind every I don't know. Emotions behind I don't care. And pain behind it's okay. Like, wow. Like, that was very, very powerful. Let's break this down and start this over because, wow. There's always some truth behind a just kidding. And I'm stop right there because anybody who says they're just kidding, they're not just kidding. Like, yeah, okay, it's just, you can make a joke, sure. You can laugh, ha ha ha. But there's no reason to almost add, you know, insult to injury, you know, not necessarily in this particular, you know, situation, but it's almost adding, you know, adding something that doesn't need to be added. And which is the, I'm just kidding. Because if you were just kidding, it's either you would have never said it or you would have said it a different way. Like I said, words are very powerful, but it's about how you say things, which is what I've mentioned in my other podcast before. But those people who are watching, who are wanting you to fail, and then when you do succeed and you tell them about your success, they go ahead and say, oh, I was just kidding about, you know, you failing or not making it. That's not true. They were never just kidding. You have to almost open your eyes and realize that there are some people who just generally do not have your best intention. And it's unfortunate, but it's the world we live in, you know. You gotta have thick skin, and being living in Mass, I know for sure I have thick skin. Let's just put it that way. But then it goes on to say, knowledge behind every I don't know. And it's crazy because I was just talking to a friend where when it comes to a homework assignment, such as a paper or a presentation, and there's a topic or a question asked, the minute that question is asked, I already know the answer. I already have my answer. It's almost like I have a blueprint of a layout of exactly how I'm gonna write my paper from introduction to conclusion. It's wild. It's almost like a half photographic memory, but for the future. I don't know how else to really explain it, but there's times where, like, for instance, okay, sure, the minute a professor will ask the question, I will immediately know an answer. But there will be a time, or there will be certain questions where I just don't know, where me personally, like, my mind is just blank. But that's not 100% true. Just because I said I don't know doesn't mean I really don't know. I'm just not giving or letting on more than I believe I know is the real answer. And just because I said I don't know doesn't mean I really don't know. There's something deep back in my brain, in my mind, that I do know some part of the answer, because I will get the assignment done. Just because I don't have the blueprint or the outline done with other questions that may be easier to get that assignment done, which will make me not procrastinate as much, but still, I still figured out the answer. I just need to get it out of me. So there is still knowledge behind the famous I don't know. But then it goes and says, motions behind every I don't care. And oh my goodness, that hit home for me, because you know how many times I say I don't care? Where I don't care about this, I don't care about that, I don't care what you have to say, I don't care. The situation happened. But that I don't care already gives off an emotion. And that emotion could be pain, sadness, anger. It doesn't matter, but those words mean something. And it's about how it's said. And those emotions can be so strong when I say I don't care, or anybody says I don't care. And then it says, and pain behind, quote unquote, it's okay. Oh man, you know how many people say it's okay just to say it's okay when it's really not okay, and you know that it's almost like urgency, it's pain, you know, it's the fact that, you know, it's not going the way it's going, but you have to still think positive, you know, you have to still be not just okay, you have to be more than okay. And the way to be more than okay is just saying thanks to the Lord, saying, you know, hello. Just, it doesn't matter almost what you say to him, because he's always listening. He is always listening, to the point that I know he hears my prayers, he hears my words, he hears my passion and my voice. And with that said, I would like to end it here today with an angel number, since the time at the moment is 111. And for our beautiful day, for our new beginnings, for our miracles that are not seen throughout the day, the Lord, amen. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you. I wouldn't know what to do if I wasn't here. I wouldn't know what to do if you weren't here. And I am here, so thank you. I want to say to all the listeners, thank you also for listening, for, you know, keeping my head up high, for keeping your head up high. And, you know, it's only going to be up from here. That's all I have to say. And through the mind, body, and soul, you know, I give thanks to you guys and the Lord. Appreciate you guys. God bless. Amen.